Ben Mayo came to Australia 2 years ago and saw the support needs for Australians with a multi-ethnic background. Working at the Ethnic Communities Council of Queensland, he also now volunteers at the Red Cross and has translated information in Kiswahili during Cyclone Alfred. He won the astounding contribution by a new Queenslander at the Multicultural Queensland Awards last week. The Y's Tony Pankalush spoke with Ben Mayo about his volunteer work.
Apart from working with ECCQ, I also volunteer with the Australian Red Cross. And with Red Cross, I am the emergency services volunteer. This means that I help people prepare, cope with, and recover from emergencies. The reason one was floods in far north. I went to Townsville and Ingham, and there's a little village called Forest Beach, and that's where I was to support communities who were affected by floods. So my role was to help people with filling forms. There was a recovery center who are coming for information, wanting to know how they can get help. And so one of the people that was there was me. I was welcoming them to the center and also offering psychological first aid. And apart from that, I also train Queensland children to prepare for disasters. There's a project at Red Cross, it's called the Pillowcase Project. And so it's just preparing children how to prepare for disasters, and it builds their resilience.
From my understanding, you also help young people and parents reconnect in the communities. Could you talk a little bit about this?
Yes, this is in Logan here. I work with community groups, and there's one that I help connect parents, as in building that relationship between parents and young people. You know, when people come to Queensland or Australia in different ways, there are some who come as refugees and others asylum seekers. And so there is a change of culture and water view and trauma that people go through in their refugee journey. It's not easy. So that affects their relationship between parents and young ones. So when they come here, first of all, the language is different. You'll find there are people who can speak more than three languages. And so English is like fourth language. So when parents want to fill, for example, forms here and there, they rely on their children because they easily cope up very fast. And now there is a shift of power in the household. And so that affects the relationship. So mine is to work with them, organize events and activities, be it soccer, be it coming together, organizing events like food, going to the park and just chat, because there is that intergenerational gap. The way parents want their children behave or to dress is different, because the young people that I've worked with, they tell me, for example, my parents want me to dress like 1950s or 60s, but no, it's different. There is this dual culture. Like when I'm at home, my parents want me to behave in a certain way or to walk in a certain way, speak in a certain way. But when I'm outside, the society or the general public, they see me differently. They want me to behave differently. So they don't know what thing to take. It's kind of challenging to them. And so mine is just to organize these events and bring them together. Then we have organized career talks, because they have said that, yes, Australia, there are many opportunities here, but they don't know how to access them. So mine is to organize and link them to services. There are some who are requesting for mental health services, and mine is to refer them to mental health service providers. And one of the things that I do is I do warm referrals, not just giving them numbers. Oh, this is Lifeline number. Just call them. Oh, this is, but I take them, I introduce them, make sure they feel comfortable and introduce them. So once they get comfortable, then they can proceed. And also reminding them that there is help. If you also want to utilize the translation services, they're available, and it is your right to use such services.
I understand you've got so much accomplishments under your belt, like whether it be in the Red Cross, ECCQ, in what you're doing with here in Logan to help the young people. What do you consider to be your most proudest accomplishment?
Wow, a difficult one. There are many areas that I'm proud of, but allow me to speak to one. I coordinate English language classes in Logan. Now, you'll find that it's a mix of both men and women. So they are coming and they want to learn English as a fourth or fifth language, because you'll find in that particular class, they speak their local language. So let's say Kinyarwanda or Kirundi. And then apart from that, they speak Swahili, they speak French, and on top, English. So I am really impressed and inspired by the students because there's that willingness to learn. They just want to learn because they want to participate in the community. They want to volunteer. They would love to participate in community events or even get work and contribute to the economy of this country. But there is this English language barrier, and this really affects them. It affects their self-esteem. However, the fact that they're showing up, they're coming to class and they want to learn, for me, that really inspires me. It inspires me every day when I'm waking up. I know that I'm going to work with them. I'm going to help them improve and build that confidence, because this one will open many doors. It will open doors for them to acquire driver's license. When you acquire driver's license, it means that you are free. You have acquired this freedom and you can do whatever you can. You can move freely. You can also get employment. When you get employment, you'll pay tax, of course. And so it will contribute to the economy. And apart from that, once you have income too, you are able to support your family here in Australia and also families back home. Because in our community, family is not just the nuclear family, it's also the extended family. And so there are people who are left in the camps in Kenya, in Kakuma refugee camp, in Dadaab, other than in Tanzania and many other places, and also some who are still in their homes. And so this money transfers, or the money that they receive, it helps them with education, health, and what have you.
Okay, so last question, Ben. What does it mean for you to be personally at this event and just to be recognized for all the hard work?
Yeah, it inspires me. It tells me that my contribution is valued, however small. And this recognition means that the contribution of new Queenslanders is also important. And we have an opportunity. It doesn't matter how you came here, whether as a refugee or asylum seekers or an international student. I'm happy that the Queensland government is recognizing new Queenslanders. It's a good place. People have stories, and it is these stories that make Queensland what it is.
That was a Multicultural Queensland Awards winner, Ben Mayo, speaking with the Wire's Tony Pankalush.